All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakep Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is on sharing. And we're in the season of giving, Christmas time. And that's a great subject for the season. So we have a special show coming up. We have some of our regular guests and co-hosts coming in with us. We possibly have Wegedes coming in. We'll have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and we have a special guest from CGSF. He's our public relations, head of public relations for CGSF, Chris, and we also have our co-hosts coming in, Shkwait Shachlach and Lady Faima. So we're going to start off with a really energizing music from a group from Down Under. And the name of the group is called the Southern River Band, and the song is called Stan Quaylen. And we're going to listen to that. And hang on, this is a good one. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. Man, that's an awesome band. The Southern River Band from Australia, Down Under, and their song called Stan Quaylen. Man, that was an awesome energizer. So we're going to welcome everybody from all over the world, from Australia, England, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, Japan, China, India, South America, New Zealand, wherever you are in this world. We thank you for joining us. It's a great honor and privilege just to have people listening in from all over the world joining us on our odyssey of positivity, humanitarian growth, and also self-empowerment. It's just a great honor to be on this program and show. So we're going to start off with our show like the way that we usually do, which is three deep breaths. And we're going to imagine inhaling a lot of positivity and letting go of a lot of negativity that builds up into our lives and systems. So we learned this from our buddy and brother Wegedesk, and he wasn't able to make it in on time right now, so we're going to do our best. So on 3, 2, 1. That was a long one.
A long out.
Okay, last one. Deep.
Get rid of a little stress there.
Yeah, lots of it sounded like it. Yeah, so we have our special guest, Chris, and he's our public relations, head of public relations for CJSF. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure being on here, too.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for joining us, Celia.
Yep.
And
thank you.
We're going to get into a little bit of talking about sharing. And at first, I'd love to hear from you, Celia.
Yeah, I think the thing that jumped to mind immediately with this was the juice of life, which is very, you know, that sharing brings with it, when it's done in that pure heart way, it brings with us, it creates something between people that's beyond the whatever is being shared. And the other thing that came to mind is it's more of a focus on the we or the us as opposed to me, which is where many of our orientation can go in an urban kind of culture. And it's powerful. That's, I think, why the juice of life kind of came to me. Mm. It just creates something bigger than the actual act itself. Mm. Whatever that sharing is, whether it's food, like we did last night with at our Minnetonka board meeting and had connection time in the kitchen, or skills, or even something, because it was on my mind, is I came walking in, couldn't find my way in, and these two young men, I was asking them, they're going to finals right now. So whoever, they're, but just sharing moments together, even conversations that are quick. Mm. It's that connective kind of thing, sharing the, you know, just sharing life together too.
I'm guessing this is the juice of life.
The juice of life, yeah, exactly. Because it's like, I won't see those two people ever again likely in my life, but, you know, it's like, yeah, I remember what finals were like. Well, good luck, and, you know, all of that type of thing. So it can even be like a quick conversation in an elevator. It doesn't have to be huge, like, you know, sharing my millions of dollars that I don't have.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, it reminds me of our huge ceremonies that we used to have called the Betlich in our language. And it was a huge gathering of different tribes. We would gather together and we would have these like great big giveaways and trades. A lot of trading was done. And it's something that kind of reminds me of that, especially, you know, at Christmas time, because everybody's like sharing gifts and trading basically. And that's kind of where I was going in my mind, what brought it out for me. And so, yeah, it's a special time of just getting together, like you were saying, like that juice of life. And it's like a fountain that
not the eggnog
keeps on giving, like, you
could
know.
Be though.
It could be eggnog, yeah. But
so
yeah.
and it's just a great time. It's a great time for humanity to get together,
yeah,
share. And now that we're living in a bigger, huger way of communicating and connecting with people all over the world, you know, we get to share, and it's just very special. I really enjoy coming on and sharing the music that I,
yes.
I find, and just the topics, and speaking to people that have a different perspective and experience, and all these things add together, and it produces a huge wave of positivity, and it's just something that I really enjoy.
There's a contagion to it, like it's contagious, like a good virus.
Yes. Yeah, it is a good positive virus.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so and it helps humanity grow. It helps
right.
us all as a, you know, a world and globe and species on this world to get that energy and grow with humanity to affect everybody around us positively.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's what this whole station is all about. There's so many great producers here,
mm-hmm.
that produce some awesome knowledge and gifts and sharing music.
Yeah, shout outs to Craig and Kay before us, and Jacob, I believe, after us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're so great. I listen into them sometimes, and it's just a special time that I get to spend here and listen to other people. And we're gonna carry on with our program, and then we're gonna get to Chris and get some knowledge on what he has on his sharing. But before that, we're gonna play Masson from El Chalo and El Liralo, and their song Enter the Water, Ente das Aguas. And it was played live in Albacini, Granada. And these are Gypsy Kins. They're awesome acoustic guitarists.
Mm.
And everyone's going to enjoy it out there. They're special. It's amazing. And yeah, so enjoy everyone, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Woo! All right. That was from Albacin, Granada. Entre de Dos Aquas, El Chalo, and El Liralo. Man, that was pretty powerful flamenco music. And welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue on with our program and get to our interview with Chris, our public relations of CJSF. And we're getting on the topic of sharing. And so we have an interesting topic from him. And we're trying to figure out ways and the navigation of sharing information, and it's starting to be affected. Mm. So we'd like to ask you on especially on the meta.
Yes, it's been a real struggle for the past few months, ever since August.
And how does that affect us in our sharing our information and giving to our people out there that are listening in? And
long story short, Meta, which is the company that owns Facebook and Instagram, recently blocked all Canadian news organizations' presences. On their platforms, and this was actually in retaliation to a new law that the government of Canada put into place that would have required it, as well as Google and similar large online platform companies, to give to the media sector here in Canada, which, as we all know, is facing a lot of challenges because of this move to the internet and the rise of these very powerful online platforms. I mean, in terms of
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter is a little less of a big platform,
mm-hmm.
But
especially now.
Yeah, but these platforms that have just outsized influence and wealth and power, they control the internet now.
Yeah, corporations and stuff.
Was there anything else that that you're interested in knowing about? Or
I was trying to figure out different avenues and ways in sharing, because we have people that listen in from all over the world, and then we're trying to share our podcasts and even the apps and stuff, and we want to be able to send it out to the world, to other countries and other people, and just ways in that they can stay in tune with our programs and our content, and just being able to share our positivity. So just different avenues and ways in doing that.
Yeah. I mean, we're working on our own online presence, the presence that CJSF controls, on the computers, which mm-hmm. are right next door to us. Got a rack of computers in the storage room next to this studio that we're speaking from right now. And on those computers, we have our website, cjsf.ca, as well as our audio stream, which also comes through our app, which you can download from both the Apple App Store as well as the Google Play Store for Android.
And are those available in every country, any country?
As far as I know, there's no geo fencing barriers on them. Feel free to try it out from wherever you are and let us know. Our station manager, Magnus, is the head of the team developing the app. So, yeah, you can get a hold of him at cgsfmgr@sfu.ca. I'd really like to emphasize that, you know, as a community radio station, we're very open to your feedback. It's pretty much what makes us, you know, a lot different from a lot of other places
like
in media.
A key strength.
Very,
one of the many.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, a big just strength of yours as well as
the you know, just this connection, deep connection to the community. You know, we're not talking at you. We're talking with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is key in independent independent media sources, because then there's no big filter of just like enforcing whatever.
Yeah, it's not imposed, right? Mm-hmm. Like it comes from the community. The community provides feedback, mm-hmm. right?
I'm so glad that we're able to discuss and talk about this, because I don't think there's any other places out there that would talk about this huge issue of basically it's about freedom of speech.
Yeah. And like the news cycle, it goes from one issue to the other. So it's good to have, you know, like a venue that, like us, mm-hmm. where, you know, like we can, you know, speak up about the things that might get lost in the shuffle on, you know, like your
the most sensational stories and stuff.
Yeah,
like
because
that,
there's
right?
only so much
trying to attract eyeballs,
and there's
to
only
screens,
so much space on their schedule,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and yes, with social media again, you know, it's all especially like platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Mind you, we are on TikTok because that is a growing platform.